Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that is tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or even our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. As you know, all this year, we've been really focusing on one important theme, and that is how we can be new from the inside out. It was actually based on a book I read a couple of years ago by Kim Vasquez, and I reached out to her and told her that was going to be our theme for 2012. And every month, we've been able to feature individuals who've been able to do just that, be able to make themselves over, make themselves new from the inside out. And today, we have another guest just like that. Michael Bolden is joining us live from my home state of Mississippi to talk to us about his own personal journey and how he was able to make that personal transformation for him. Michael, welcome to Conversations Live.
All right. Hello. How you doing?
Doing really good, man. Thanks so much for being on with us.
All right. I enjoy talking to you, Cyrus, all the time.
Well, I appreciate that, and we're glad that we can have a conversation for the radio here. Michael, you know, I think, you know, you have really, you know, made some important changes in your life, and you've done this over time, and one of those changes has been when I first reconnected with you, I noticed that you looked a lot different. You've lost some, you know, 150 pounds, you know, but it's really been more than just, I think I said that to you. That's a person. But, you know, it's really been more than just about weight loss. You've made some real changes. What is it that caused you to be able to make these changes and want to make these changes in your life?
Well, the changes, like you said, it was changes. I made life changes. I didn't just lose weight to be in a wedding or was just trying to look good for the summer or anything. It was life changes that I had to make. I've started taking high blood pressure medicine when I was right out of high school. So, and what I did right out of high school is also gain weight. I continue to gain weight, and more weight I gain is more milligrams of high blood pressure meds I had to take.
Yeah.
So I had to make some, and I also was a smoker. So every time I would, you know, try to stop smoking, I would gain more weight. So the last time, I had to look in the mirror and I just had to make a change.
Yeah.
And the last time I knew it was the time that was going to change my life because I said I was going to make these life changes. And, you know, when you make life changes, you got to break habits. And most of my habits was bad habits. And those were the things that I had to go and change, break those bad habits and just get a new life.
Right, right. You know, Michael, I think that's important just in that one part that you just mentioned, because I think one of the things that happens is that we're so busy talking about what we need to do instead of actually doing it. I know you mentioned, of course, the smoking, that, you know, when you would come off smoking, that would be part of the weight gain. Did you then look at that? I mean, some people would have said, you know what, well, it's better for me just to smoke. You know, if it's going to add on this other thing, did you find yourself finding less and less excuses and more reasons that why you had, if you wanted to stay here, why you had to be able to do things differently?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I lost my mother to kidney failure. And one of the reasons that her kidney failed was because she was on the high blood pressure medicine, and also the high blood pressure itself, you know, wore her kidneys out. And she, you know, me and her talking, she didn't start her blood pressure medicine until she was in her late 40s. And I hadn't even made it to 40 yet, and I had already started on the high blood pressure meds. So it's very important to me that I, you know, change my life because, you know, with my mother having kidney failure, and, you know, it's normally transient. So I was looking out for self, as well as history of, health problems in the family.
Right, right. So you know that's an interesting point, because I think a lot of us, it takes something life altering normally to ourselves to make us think about our own mortality. But for you, it was what you saw happening with your mother. You know, I think for a lot of us, you know, Michael, we are looking for that motivation. Did that become your motivation, that you didn't want to end up that way, that that is not what you wanted for yourself?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely that was motivation. And I guess criticism. You got to be able to take criticism, too, because criticism, you know, if you take, you know, you need to be able to take good criticism and bad criticism, because I think both of those work for me. You know, the criticism, all of that, you know, and especially the help, all of it worked for me, and it made me that I had to, you know, I couldn't just start it and stop it. It's something that I, you know, that I got to continue to do, you know, because the exercise that I, you know, that I do, it keeps the blood pressure down. So it ain't nothing that I'm going to start and stop. It's something that I just got to continue to do the rest of my life. So that's why I say it's a life change. It ain't nothing that I can just... you know, start and stop.
Right. So, okay, so, well, let me just say, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Michael Bolden is our guest. He's here as part of our segment, New From the Inside Out, sharing with us the moments in his life that made him kind of look at himself. He used the terminology, looking at the man in the mirror, and holding him accountable for making the changes that he needed to make. And then, of course, he mentioned, of course, the tragic loss of his mother, who was someone who also suffered from high blood pressure, and because of that, it led to her having kidney trouble, and then ending up on dialysis. Michael, you mentioned, of course, criticism. You and I had a conversation a couple of days ago, because you were with around children. You've done that for quite some time, and you shared something that was really interesting for me that I, to be honest, didn't really think about, and that was, kids will tell you, they will, you know, they'll talk about you, they'll make fun of you. Did you find that also that was another motivator, even though you may not have done it just for them, but showing them what was possible in their own lives as well for themselves?
Right. Yeah, I work with kids. I've been working with kids for a while. I actually been driving school bus. I started driving school bus when I was a student. I was a student driver. So you already know, kids can be the crudest people in the meanest people in the world to you.
Right.
So, and I'm a ball guy. So when you fat and ball, it's all type of fat jokes that fit, you know, that fit your category. So and that's one of the things that I was telling you, that you got to be able to take criticism. If you're a big person, you got to be able to take criticism. Even when I lost the weight, I had to be able to take criticism.
Right.
Some, you know, certain type of criticism. It's all you got to be able to, you know, take it. I tell people to take that criticism and be able to use it to work for you. Because you will get a whole lot of criticism. I can remember back when I was driving the song, Who Let the Dogs Out, the kids made up a new song for me. They was like, "Who let that hog out?"
Wow.
You know, it was like I said, they could be the meanest people in the world.
Right.
But I was able to, you know, take all of that and use it to, you know, better me.
Right. Well, one thing that was interesting when you and I had a chance to kind of talk a couple of days ago, Michael, and one of the things that I had asked you about then that I wanted to kind of bring up here, because I know sometimes, and I know I dealt with this myself, you know, it is sometimes the hardest to love yourself. It's easier to try to love other people than to love who you are. You were telling me that self-esteem was something that had never really been an issue for you, but do you think now that you've seen such a dramatic transformation in your life, that it does make you now, when you look at that man in the mirror, make you smile a little bit bigger, knowing what you have done, that you set out a goal and that you actually have achieved that goal?
Oh, yeah, of course. I've been, you know, dealing with the weight probably since high school. I've always been having an overweight problem. And so now, you know, I never had low self-esteem. I would take that 400 pounds to the beach and pull it out. You know, just like I would take this 200 pounds to the beach. So, you know, the weight never had me having any personality problems or anything. But yeah, I do. When I look at myself now in the mirror, I feel better. You know, I don't just look better, I feel better. I used to have a problem I used to get dizzy tying my shoes, and if somebody was around, I would rather for them to just go ahead and tie them for me. So you know, I do. It feel a whole lot better to get that weight off.
Right. And with that too, you know, I have to say, you know, there is not only the health benefits that will come from that, but you had said to me also, and you kind of alluded to it here, you know, especially after school, that, you know, a lot of the weight started coming on at that point. Part of what you've been able to do is discipline yourself. Talk to us about that, because I think, you know, moderation is something we have to learn in all areas of our life. Too much of anything is a bad thing, I have always felt. But for you, it was really learning to bring things in, and one of those was exercising. Talk to us about being able to make a plan for yourself, Michael, and to be able to stick to that plan.
Well, you know, with the exercise, and I'm going to tell you, excuses is mostly what's going to hinder most people from exercising. And you're gonna have all type of excuses. I tell people, if you're gonna start exercising with somebody, you know, don't let their excuse become your excuse. A lot of times if we get friends and stuff and we say that we're going to work out together, and one of the friends said, well, I don't feel like it, a lot of times we'll say, well, I'm gonna, you know, wait until tomorrow too to go with you. So, you know, that's one thing. When you start out on your journey, and if you start with friends, don't let the friend excuse become your excuse. And get a routine. You know, you gotta look at your schedule, because, you know, people's schedules are different. Now, what I do now is, and it's a lot different from when I started, because when I started, I wasn't doing any exercise. So, you know, I couldn't do I'll tell you what I did when I started, and I'll tell you what I do now. What I try to do now is I always try to make sure I get 10 miles in per week. I try to get at least 400 push-ups in this, you know, in a week, and I try to go to the gym and do at least I use five different machines in the gym and do them at least about 20 reps and four times. And that could vary, you know. But I had to work my way up to that point. Now, when I started out, all I did was walk. And basically, if you 400 pounds, if you would, you know, like I was, that's probably where you need to start at, just walking. I started doing 2 miles a day. I went to a friendly park and I walked, for 2 miles a day, and I watched what I ate. I don't tell people that I didn't eat certain stuff, because I ate everything, but I ate it within moderation.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't eat a whole lot of fried food. If I had to eat some fried on Monday, I probably wasn't gonna eat any more fried food that week. So, you know, I didn't practice eating a whole lot of fried food in the beginning. I didn't practice eating a whole lot of sweets. That's just something that when I was trying to lose the weight, and I love sweets. One of my weaknesses is M&M's, peanut M&M's. I love those. I can eat them by the pound.
Yeah.
But I still do eat them. But I don't, you know, I don't eat the whole bag now. I just,
right.
You know, I eat a portion of it. So you have to watch what you eat, but you also have to exercise.
Exactly. You know, you talk about weaknesses, Michael. Mine is those peanut butter Twix. I love me a peanut butter.
Yeah.
That is, oh, I love it. But, you know, but you're right.
This is a decision that we do a lot of eating, and we do a lot of things. And you already know, if you're gonna do more than you eat more than you normally, then you got to exercise more. That's what I do. And you know, I'm not going out there to do my 10 miles a week, and if I already know that I done ate, you know, too many pies, I'm gonna do a little bit more. I'm gonna have to add a little bit more in, because I done put a little bit more than I normally would put in.
Right.
So I would do a little bit more.
And Michael, you mentioned in the beginning of this, and that's why, you know, we call this New From the Inside Out, because it really is starting with the mind. It seems like for you, you made a conscious decision that this was not going to be your life. And I think regardless of what our thing might be, whatever our vice is or whatever it is that we're working on, we have to get to that place where we absolutely say, I'm better than this. I don't have to let whatever this thing is, this is not going to be what brings me down. But now that you've made that, you know, have you all, I know you said that you didn't have the problems with self-esteem, but has this made you a person that sets more goals and goes for those goals?
Oh yeah, it changed. It changed. It did. It changed my life in all type of ways. I got a message for the youth. You know, that was my target. I'm targeting them, trying to make sure that you know that we can have a better future.
Right.
So you know, and I challenge other people, you know, to do the same. That you know that can, because we gotta help our youth. And you know where it comes. We got problems in obesity with that too, with the youth. And I hope that I can do something to, you know, help in that field as soon as possible, to try to get that weight off. I think we got like the fattest kids here in Mississippi.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot to do with they don't have stuff to do here. We just able to sit up and watch TV and continue to eat. So that's just one of the problems that I think would help if we could just, you know, something for them to, you know, get out and do. Get them out in front of the TV and get those snacks to apples instead of the Twinkies.
Exactly, exactly. Even though, as you said, you know, a Twinkie every now and then is not.
Yeah. I'm saying right now, it's no food that I do not eat. I eat everything, and I love to eat. And I'm going to tell you what I did do. I cooked more of my food. I stopped a lot of the eating out, and I cook, you know, because when you cook it yourself, you know what you're putting in, you know,
right.
You know what you're eating. I can actually eat my food. I can eat what I cook, so I enjoy eating my food. So that's one of the things that I did do to, you know, help control my weight.
And you know what? Again, it goes back to what's possible for all of us. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. This is New From the Inside Out, the Michael Bolden story. Michael's been gracious enough to join us live for the first time here on our program, sharing with us a little bit of his story. And, you know, over the years, I've gotten to know Michael. And one thing about him I can say is that when he puts his mind to something, he does it. And this has been one of the things that he has done, been able to consciously make changes in his life that have not only caused him to physically be able to be at his best, but also mentally as well. And I think, as he's been talking about here, it's all about a decision that all of us can make. Michael, stay with us. We're going to take a 2-minute break here. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the youth, because that is a group that you spend a lot of time with. Talk about what you hope for them and what all of us can do to make sure that they can have a better world, okay? Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Do you have years of unfiled taxes? Is the IRS threatening to levy your bank accounts or garnish your wages? Do you have a huge tax bill that you will never overcome? Are you a business owner facing payroll tax issues? The burden of tax problems can be too much for many to handle. You are not alone. In fact, millions of other Americans are facing similar problems. Do what thousands have done. Put your tax problems in the hands of the professionals at Legal Tax Solutions. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and I'm here to tell you about the services that Legal Tax Solutions offers. They are staffed with former IRS agents that have spent years on Capitol Hill addressing tax issues for members of Congress. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problem a thing of the past. Do not let the IRS take your paycheck or close your business. Call today and receive your free consultation, and make sure to mention Conversations Live. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problems a thing of the past.
Hi, I'm Bruce Treader. Everybody's got to eat. Most can't cook. No problem. Join me every weekday for quick and easy cooking right here on Conversations Live with Cyrus Webb, where we'll talk about practical cooking tips to help you get a good meal on the table real fast. You can also check me out at www.gottaeat.com. That's GOTTA-eat.com. Bottom line is it's all about having fun and eating flavorfully, and that's exactly what we'll do together. You bet.
Thanks for that, Bruce. And you're listening to Conversations Live, as Bruce mentioned. Bruce's segment is coming on during our primetime show this evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 for our friends here in the South. So make sure you guys tune in for that for this week's Quick and Easy Cooking Tip. We're back, though, with our conversation with Michael Bolden. Michael is joining us live for the first time, sharing with us his really personal story about how he's been able to make a literal transformation in his life, dropping some 150 pounds, but also making some lifestyle changes as well. New from the Inside Out is this segment. And Michael, speaking a little bit more about those young people that you mentioned, what is your hope for them? I know you mentioned, of course, here where we're from in Mississippi, you know, obesity is a big problem, but it's really a big problem across the country. What is your hope for young people that they would know that they are better than their weight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, kind of like what I work with the kids in Ridgeland is we work with their behavior, and you know, eating is a lot of time when you're obese, it's normally a bad eating behavior. So what I did with we have like we use LCSWs, and they come in, and you know, we give them these groups, normally like 8 kids in a group, and we deal with like bullying and you know all the little things that kids have to deal with. A lot of people don't know, but kids have so much that they have to deal with now. That they have to deal with that as a kid, and a lot of times they don't know how to express themselves, and I know how I was as a kid, and we try to just use that and try to help as many as we possibly can in the areas that we can.
Yeah, and I think that is a great lesson for all of us, Michael, to do what we can where we can. And I know a lot of times we'll look at the news and say, well, I can't do, you know, I can't feed 100 kids, or I can't do all this. But then, you know, it's all about the attitude, as you mentioned, not only for them, but for us, too. What can we do? What is it within
our... If you could just help one, if you can do something to, you know, expire and help one. And most of these kids that I found out that we work with, most of them just need somebody to just pay attention to them, you know. We even set up stuff where the parents don't want to go with, you know, some parents just, you know, had a parental environment where they don't want to go over to the school and check on it, where, the, you know, the school would be calling for them and, you know, seeing for them and sent their progress report, and no parent would go. So what we would try to do with our kids, get in touch with our parents, let our parents know that, okay, we have our social workers here, young social workers that want to work, you know, that want to go over there and, you know, and check on this, because we want, you know, we want our kids to, you know, succeed and be better than what we, you know, we know they can be better than what they're doing. And it's going to take us all. It's going to take that village. You know,
exactly.
it's going to take all of us to help out wherever we can and when we can.
Totally agree with that. Again, Michael Bolden, everyone. Michael chose for our radio listeners for our song of the day to be Man in the Mirror. So you guys will be listening to that here in a moment. Michael, for our final moments, and again, I appreciate you taking our time to give us this exclusive. I always love an exclusive. So for this to be your first live radio interview talking about your story, you know, we really appreciate it. It is going to be appearing in our December-January issue of Conversations the Magazine as well, because I think it's really something that all of us can be inspired and motivated by. So, you know, for all of us, no matter whether we're young or young at heart, what is your hope for us that we will be able to get to a better self? Michael, what would you hope for each one of the listeners out there?
Well, I would hope they would take this story and, you know, try to accomplish, you know, anything that they want to accomplish in life. You know, when you say you're going to do it, just, you know, just hit the ground running like a new Ford truck and do it. Don't stop until you get it done.
All right. Great advice there, Michael. And Michael, again, congratulations to you for making the changes you've been able to make. And we appreciate you coming on to share the story. It really means a lot for me.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Now, if you came in late and missed any part of the conversation with Michael, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast at about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/CAWEB4, that's CAWEBB4, and on Twitter you can find me at Cyrus Webb. That's CYRUSWEBB. Click on that link. You'll be able to go back and listen to the podcast completely for free. Email it to your friends. Definitely share it, because I think if you're looking for some inspiration, Michael Bolden has just the right story for you guys. As I said, for our radio listeners, Man in the Mirror is how we're going to close out our program. For our online listeners, that's going to do it for me for this part of our show. I'll be back with you guys at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.